Today, this is Katie Bagley interviewing Mr. Grady Walker at his residence on April 11, 2010. This interview is taking place in conjunction with the Revolution Park Oral History Project under Dr. Karen Flint for the archives at UNCC. Thank you for meeting with me today.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, Mr. Walker, can you tell me your fondest memory of Revolution Park?
Yes, the fondest memory I would say was the swimming pool.
Swimming pool. Yeah. Did you go there a lot?
All the time. When we first moved here, I was like 11. That's where everybody around here, that was their hangout place.
When did your family move here?
In 68, I think June of 68.
Why?
Because it was a house. So my family wanted a house.
That's cool. Was it a safer neighborhood than you moved from, or was it cheaper? Was it more?
It was the house was more expensive, but safer. The neighborhood now is considered bad, but it was safe to me. Both areas are safe.
Did the pool and the golf course, were they big draws for your family to come here?
My father loved to play golf, I love to swim, so.
And where did you move from?
A place called Southside. That's right over about 6 blocks from here.
6 blocks. Mm-hmm. Cool. Did you go to the same school after you moved?
Well, at the time, there became integration, so I went to the school, which used to be called York Road. They changed it to Kennedy Junior High. And then because of the busing, in the eighth grade, I went to Smith Junior High. In the ninth grade, I went to Spa Junior High. Uh-huh.
So how many? Four?
Three high schools. Three junior high schools.
Wow. Yeah. Was that tough?
No, because everybody who I was with, they were going to the same schools too.
So were you with both blacks and whites?
Yes, uh-huh.
And were you, obviously you were bused, is that correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
So were whites bused as well, or just blacks?
Most of the whites lived around the area, and we were bused.
Were the race relations ever tense at school, or how were they?
Yes, it only in high school, and that's when it started getting sort of tense, and that was at Olympic.
At Olympic High School, did anything ever happen?
Yeah, they had a few fights, riots, a few injuries.
Really?
Yes.
Do you remember any specific examples?
Yeah, I can't remember the guys that did it, but these two black guys, they threw a white guy off the second story, and it paralyzed him for life. So,
wow.
I remember that.
Did they get in trouble?
You know, I really don't know what happened. I really can't remember what happened after the incident. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's intense. So, back to Revolution Park, when you moved here, what was the community like?
It was still a mixture, blacks and whites, and which it is still a mixture of blacks and whites. So, not as many whites around here now, but I mean, it's still a mixture and everybody gets along.
Okay. Who were your neighbors?
My neighbors, if I can remember their name, were the Griffins, which stay over here on the left side of me on this corner of Beechnut, and the Jeters next door, and they've been there ever since we've been here.
Are they still there?
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe they would want to do an interview?
They're kind of old, so I'd...
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So can you give me, were they black or white?
They're black.
Uh-huh. And were the other neighbors black or white?
They were black.
Okay, so what do you think the percentage would be? A black to white ratio in the neighborhood when you moved here?
I'm saying a little less than half and half.
Less blacks or less whites?
More, when I got here, a little bit more blacks than whites, but still, yeah.
Was the neighborhood full of families?
Yes, it was, yeah.
Did you play with a lot of kids then, since you were 11?
Mainly, more of the people that I grew up with moved to Clinton Park. So I had a tendency of going there, or either going back over to my old place and hanging out. Instead, I met some people around here, but I still stuck with the people that I used to know.
Did you play with them at the pool?
Yes,
And so pretty much all the neighborhoods they came
from? Yeah, from Clinton Park to Southside and Revolution Park.
So then did you go to school with the Revolution Park kids?
After starting around the ninth grade, I did.
Okay. What kind of interactions did you have with your neighbors?
Good. Everybody always has gotten along.
Did you ever notice any racial tension?
No, I didn't.
So was this then, you said that this was seen as a safe neighborhood?
Yes.
Did you lock your doors at night?
Well, not like, I mean, you could keep the doors open, sit on the porch without worrying about anything, you know. But by this time, everybody has started locking their doors at night, you know.
Yes, I do. I understand that. Do you think, was crime ever an issue?
Crime, I mean, like, anywhere else you're going to have your crime. But crime has never been a big issue around here, and still isn't.
Really?
No.
Where did your parents work?
My father worked at first it was Mary Oaks School as a custodian, and my mother worked as a director of a nursery for South Tryon Presbyterian Church, which is about 2 miles from here.
Okay. Wow. So then, was your father, was that school close by, or was it?
No, this school, Mary Oaks School, is out there off of Central Avenue in the plaza. But finally, he retired from Carmel Junior High, which is out in by the South Park area.
So then your parents did not necessarily move here because it was close to their jobs?
No.
It was just a good neighborhood?
Yes.
Can you describe what your house looked like when you moved in?
Almost the same as it does now. Outside
of it. Brick?
Yes, brick. Well, it was brick and wood. Now it has the side, aluminum side, and, you know. And yeah, I've just had some work done to it.
Oh, outside, okay.
Yeah.
Is the inside the same?
Inside's still the same.
How many rooms are there?
Only 2 bedrooms.
2 bedrooms and
bathroom, living room.
Okay. Kitchen.
And this part out here, as you noticed, I don't know, as you came in, it has always been, it's a built-on garage. It was here when we first moved here, but it's used as a little room because no cars can go in.
Okay, so who lived here before you did?
I can't remember the people's name. She was, I think, a middle-aged lady and was selling. Yeah.
White or black?
She was white.
Okay, so did she add on the garage?
I don't know. It was added on when we came here.
So it was like that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. What was your yard like? Did you play in it as a child?
Yes. I've always had a doubt. So.
Is it big or is it?
It's pretty huge. I'm pretty sure we're sitting on maybe but a less than an acre, I know, but maybe a little less than half an acre.
Oh,
so
that's pretty good.
Because it extends out out there.
Okay, cool. Did you go to church in the area?
Yes, I went to South Tryon Presbyterian Church.
How far away is that?
Like about two, three miles.
Where your mom worked?
Mm-hmm.
And did that church, did many people from this neighborhood go there?
No. No, a lot of people from here went to Galilee.
Where is Galilee?
It's over here right off Mint Street. West Boulevard and Mint.
Okay. So that was a community church then, a neighborhood church sort of?
Not really a neighborhood, just more people went there that I knew of, and you know, more people were Baptist than that. I'm Presbyterian, so.
yeah, there are definitely a lot of Baptists in the South.
Yeah.
When you first moved here, and you said it was half and half. Was Galilee a white church or a black church?
This Galilee over here was a white church then. But I think Galilee was sitting over here off South Tryon Street, but over the years they moved into this church over here off Mint Street.
Okay, so why did it change from a white one to a black one?
I'm not sure if the church advanced and went somewhere else.
Because so it was probably a move?
Yes, okay. I think so.
And they just kept the name?
No, they didn't keep the name. I've forgotten the name that it was before then. But
okay, we've heard of a Mount Zion church that was white. Is that
First Mount Zion is sitting up here on Remount. That's where I used to go there too.
Okay. So was it black or white when you went there?
At first when I moved over here, it was a white church. But the guy he went to school with us, I won't forget his name. His name was Jan.
Jan. And Jan was he?
He was the preacher's son.
Okay, the white preacher's son. And did you hang out with him?
Yeah.
Did they live in the neighborhood?
Yeah. The house was beside the church.
Oh.
For the preacher and his family.
So when I think what we've been told is that it was sold and then a black church moved in.
Yes.
So did they keep the house like for their preacher? Do you know?
No. If I'm not mistaken, that house has been torn down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have many of the houses here been torn down?
No, I've only know of one, two or three houses around have only been torn down around here over the years.
How many houses would you say are in this neighborhood?
Now that would be hard to say for me.
I don't know either.
I think John has the estimate on that.
So most of them then are the original houses? Yeah,
all of them are.
Do people renovate them or?
What they're doing, a lot of people are coming in and buying them, trying to buy them up, but this is not going anywhere. And they're renovating them and renting them out, which a lot of people around here, the people that I used to know, well, there's still a lot of people around here that I know, but it's a mixture because they're renting them out now.
Okay. So would you say on your street now, are they mostly renters or owners?
I'm going to say about half and half on my street.
Really?
Yeah.
Has that changed the feel of the neighborhood at all?
Sometimes, because the older ones that knew each other tend to stick together, because a lot of times the ones that move in don't stay there long enough for you to get to know them.
Gotcha. So in 1968, when you moved, where did you go shopping, like grocery shopping?
There used to be a Harris Teeter up here off Remount Road in the shopping. It's a new shopping center now, but it used to be a Harris Teeter up there.
And that's where your family went?
Yes.
I guess you probably didn't do too much of that, did you?
No, well, there was a drugstore up there, Eckert's Drugstore, so that was a little hanging place too, because it had the old time and soda fountains where you could get hamburgers, milkshakes and stuff like that.
So would the kids go there much?
Yeah.
Was it expensive?
Not that I can recall. I think maybe they had a hot dog was like a quarter.
Oh, wow. That would be awesome. So, okay, in the summer then, you would go up to the soda fountain and did you hang out at the pool like the whole time?
The pool was like almost an everyday thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you go there all day long?
I have gone the way they had it set up. Well, when it would first open, they would have a big, because it was an Olympic-sized pool, they would have Olympic meets up there for 2 weeks. Okay. And there would be our Winnebagoes, you know, just families from everywhere. And then after that, our swimming season would start. And they had, free swimming was from 10 to 12. And then after 12, it was a quarter to get in. A quarter to get in and a dime to rent your locker to put your clothes in. And I have gone up there at 10 in the morning. Swimming pool didn't close until 10 at night because they had light and stay until 10 at night.
Wow.
Yeah, because we had a jukebox. We had a place that sold snowballs, hot dogs and stuff right in at the pool.
Nice. Yeah. So these Olympic meets, were they actual like Olympians?
I guess they were preparing for the Olympics, but they were big meets. They were big meets.
So you had people like from all over the country
coming? Yes,
Wow, yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Did you ever go watch any of the...
I never did. I was just waiting on them to leave so I could go swim.
Okay, I have a question. So free swim from 10 to 12, if you stayed, like if you went at 10 and got in for free, could you stay the whole day for free?
No, you would get out.
Oh, you had to?
But it was kind of like an honest thing. You know, you got out. They would tell everybody to get out. Then you go back through the line, pay your quarter.
Did you have to repay for a locker?
No, no, because you had a key that you pinned on your trunk.
Okay, so can you kind of describe the facilities for me?
The
whole thing.
Anyway. Okay, there was, as you go to the, in the driveway, at the top of the pool, there was a building that you, downstairs you went to pay to go in swimming. And then you went straight through and then to the shower room to where your lockers were and stuff like that. And you could come out this little door, exit and go swimming. Upstairs was the center, and it had like, I don't know if some of the younger people are familiar with it, but like foosball and, and pool and ping pong and stuff like that that was upstairs of the building.
Were those free as well?
Yes, those are free.
Wow. Okay. So it's an Olympic-sized pool. Did it have a lot of chairs and lounge chairs?
It had a place area where you could sit and be under the shade to look at the meet.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Was that like on the upstairs level or?
No, it was like down on the by the pool, but you had, I mean, it was, I know it would hold over, I know 150 to 200, maybe 200 people. I'm sure 100.
At least.
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah.
So were you pretty upset when they decided to shut it down?
It hurt. Because I was so used
Did
to
you
seeing.
Still use it?
No, I didn't use it. I was just it being there, you know. Yeah.
So in the summer you would go from 10 to 10 sometimes. What all would you eat? Just the hot dogs and...
Most of the time, yeah, you know. I would eat breakfast before I leave, probably, you know, and just go down there and enjoy the day.
Were there a lot of kids there?
Yes.
That's what you did when you...
Yes, because, I mean, we have Clinton Park right over here in this area, so everybody from Clinton, that's I. And like I say, a lot of the people that I moved from Southside with lived in Clinton Park. So, Clinton Park would walk here, up there, to the pool. They have this place called Arbor Glen that used to be called Dalton Village. They would come. And I mean, it was just a place where everybody met and had a good time.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, the facilities were desegregated in 1960, the pool.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
You're probably really little.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know, was there ever any, did blacks and whites swim?
Yes.
Like, peacefully while you were
uh-huh.
there?
Mm-hmm.
Was there ever any... awkwardness? If
not that I can recall. Not for being around the pool or anything like that, no.
So nobody was ever turned away that you know of?
No.
Okay. That's cool. So during the day, were there adults as well, or was it just kids?
Yes, because my father would go down there with me sometimes. Mm-hmm. And,
so it was black and white adults too?
Mm-hmm.
And they never had...
No big confrontation.
Interesting. Was there ever any difference in who was there at different times of the day?
No, outside of when they would be practicing for the meet. Because back then a lot of blacks didn't swim, you know, like in Olympics and stuff like that. So outside of that, no.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. So, I have a question. I know you were 11 when you moved here, but your dad used the golf course.
Right.
Did you ever use it too?
He started trying to teach me. But you know, sometimes a parent can be a little bit too hard, so I got disinterested. But yes, I have played. And I thought, well, even, I'm disabled right now, but I still have my father's club. And I've thought about when they open it.
You can
Maybe getting a cot, you know, and just messing around.
That would be fun. Do you know who played at the golf course?
Yes. He became pretty good, a professional. His name was Charles Silford. Charlie Silford has played over there at Revolution. Another guy, Jim Black, he's played over there. And that is the only ones that I could say that I know of whose name has carried on. Yeah.
Were they black or white?
They were black.
Was there ever any racial tensions with the golf course that you know of?
No, there wasn't. Everybody, all the guys, I mean, I used to walk around with my father sometimes, you know, when he would play. And, I mean, everybody gave each other respect, you know. Tee off, keep going. If you were a little slow, you could play through, you know, and stuff like that. So, no.
Did you know anyone besides your father personally who golfed within the neighborhood?
Yes. There was a man named Mr. Camps that he used to play there. A man right up the street on Mayflower, Mr. Robert Williams, he used to play there. Everybody used to play there, even my neighbor, they used to play there, you know. And my best friend, he lives up the street in Clinton Park, his father used to play there.
Oh, wow, so pretty much that was like what your dads did.
Yeah.
Y'all would play at the pool and they would go to the golf course.
Yeah.
Okay, did it have a big impact on the community, being a golf course community? Was that...
I think it did, because I used a lot of people, that is a 9-hole golf course, but I've heard a lot of people say that is one of the best golf courses to start learning how to play on, because it has so many different types of shots that it really teaches you. Hmm. They say it's one of the best learning golf courses there is.
Yes. And that's where you tried to learn with your dad?
Yeah.
So did many kids ever play there, or was it mostly adults?
Well, the schools always would bring their students there to play.
Oh, really? What schools?
Almost all the schools around there had a golf team.
And they almost all came
to? All came there to bring their students to
Because
play.
It was a good learning?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did that impact the community?
Well, they would like to see the kids, you know, go and come in groups and be on there, because there was not a fence around it.
Oh, when did they do the fence?
The fence has been there for some years, but when we first moved here, there was no fence. It was you could just walk on.
Really? Mm-hmm. So did you ever play on there when you weren't supposed to?
Yes, my father did.
So when you were a child, I know you've mentioned before that y'all believe the golf course was haunted.
Yes.
Can you tell me about that?
Well, there was rumors that at night, if you ever went on the golf course, they say there was a golf ball, and if you picked it up, it would turn into a ghost. Just a old tale. And they also had a thing about this fence that was crooked on the golf course, which is up here off number three. But what it is, it's a hill up there, and if you look at it at a certain angle, the fence looks crooked. Oh, and there was also the rumor of a headless horseman running on the golf course at night.
Do you know how any of these got started?
No.
Were they big rumors by the time you came?
Yes, uh-huh, yes.
Did you believe them? Were you scared?
No, I actually went at night on there to try to find them.
Did your golf ball become a hole?
We were caught.
So did you ever pick up the golf ball to see if it would
become a hole? What we would do, golf balls, we had to walk to school. The golf course was our route to the school, to Kennedy, when I went to Kennedy. So, excuse me. Coming back, I mean, if we were on the golf course and we'd find golf balls, yeah, we would always pick them up, because we could sell them back to the golfers.
Ah.
Yeah.
Did you do that much?
Yes, I did. We used to go right down here to the creek and kind of, where you had a little, like a little island you could walk on down at the bottom, and we would get golf balls and get bags of them and then sell them back to the golfers.
So So did anyone, you know, any children work there? Was that like an after-school job?
No, well, you could go up there. They had a caddy house, and if you felt thought you wanted to caddy, you could go there and go over there and caddy for somebody.
Cool. Did you ever try that?
I tried it, but I didn't like it.
Interesting. We've looked at some newspaper clippings, well, that said that there was a murder on the golf course in the early 70s.
Yes, I remember that.
What, do you know what happened?
The only thing I know that was up on, up here on the hill, it was number 7 tee off. It was embedded, it was kind of like in the woods. And I can remember it vaguely. Somebody robbed, it was either 2 or 3 golfers. And I think shot them. And then the way they found out they were up there in the woods, one of them, he was shot, but he happened to crawl out of the woods. And somebody discovered him. And that was the only murder that had ever happened there. And it was weird, you know.
That is. How did that affect the community?
With something like that happening, you know, you're a little bit shaky, but as time goes on, it wears. I've thought about it recently, you know, but it's something that's way in the back of my head that I very seldom think about.
Yeah, so were you afraid after that? How did you feel?
I guess it would have to be a little bit of fear in my heart, but what you really call terrified, no. Mm.
So, was it a racial murder?
I'm not mistaken, I don't know. I believe they were white golfers, and I believe the shooter was black, but I can't remember.
So you don't think that was it a targeted, like we're gonna do this as a violent act against?
I think just people in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that didn't change any of the black and white relations
No,
in the neighborhood?
No, it didn't.
At that point, was the neighborhood mostly black, or was it still?
By then, it was mostly black.
When did that happen? When did it change?
I'm saying when we came here in 68, it started changing a little bit more. Well, by 70, it was more blacks here than probably whites.
Do you know why that happened?
Back then, which it doesn't happen as much now, if blacks moved in, whites moved out. You know, so that was just the way it was then.
Was that like a blockbusting? Did the realtors try to convince the whites to move out?
I don't think so.
Or was it literally because?
I think it was literally because if a black neighborhood would start turning into a black neighborhood, whites would move out. And it was just that way then.
So besides golfing and the pool, what other activities did you do?
Well, football.
So just regular high school?
Well, not saying that mostly.
The neighborhood played football.
Yeah, yeah.
Who would you play with?
Well, some of my buddies on Beachnet and stuff like that. Back on Beachnet is a soccer field. It's a walkway down through here. But it was just a big old field that Duke Power owned. And we would play football from light pole to light pole, which was like 100 yards between each other. So we would play there. And then we could all, mentioned Jan, the preacher's son. In the back of the church then, there was the church was smaller then, and it was all grass in the back. So sometimes we would play football back there in the back part, you know. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But then we also had, up at the swim pool, we had the basketball court. So basketball, too.
So you had a lot of different
activities. Activities, yes. Uh-huh.
And would the other children that were your friends in the other neighborhoods come play here?
Yes, everybody played at Revolution. Well, they say if you could play at Revolution, you could almost be an NBA star because it was hard playing basketball up there.
Wow.
I mean, if you could play up there.
So anybody from Revolution Park go NBA?
Not that I know of, but I've seen some guys that should have, really.
Wow. That's impressive. Did you ever have any neighborhood rivalries with some of the other neighborhoods since you
Yeah, sometimes. Like, I guess it was rivalry, but it was like a almost a friendly rivalry. Like, sometimes I guess a little tension would build up for guys and stuff. So Clinton Park would kind of get mad at Revolution Park, and then we would go right down here on the golf course, have little fights, and it would be over with.
Did you actually participate in
these? Yes, I did.
Were they fist fights?
Yes.
Do you ever get any injuries?
No, just beat a one. Yeah. One of the one made a best man win, you know, and then you're gone about your business.
So you were still friends after
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
How old were you when you would do that kind of stuff?
This is around, I'm saying maybe about 11 to 13, mm-hmm. 11 to 14.
So when you first moved here?
Yeah.
Were you more of a Revolution Park person, or were you, like, because of the neighborhood rivalries, where did you?
I was a mixture, because I knew everybody from every part, from Clinton Park to Revolution Park to back to Southside. And I still go to Southside. That's where I get my hair cut, and I still go over there, and there's still people that was there when I moved from there, and I see them and everything else.
So I guess then it wasn't as distinct for you then, because you were friends with everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Because, see, like I say, my mother worked over in Southside, so I was over there sometime, Southside and Brookhill. Mm-hmm. So I was raised with everybody from over there. Then I move over here, and I meet these people in Revolution Park, so I'm friends with them. Half the people from Southside moved to Clinton Park, and I knew them. So,
so you really
I was kind of neutral.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were any of your friends that lived here, did they think they were better than maybe some of the other ones because y'all had a golf course and a pool?
No. No, not really. Because, I mean, even Southside, the people from Southside came to play golf at Revolution Park.
Okay.
You know,
so it was
and
just
came swimming. You know.
This was like the center of all of
yes.
the neighborhoods.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha. Did you ever have a job while you were a kid?
Yes, I kind of always worked. I used to work around, even I can remember since I was four with my grandfather, you know, I worked, he used to train horses for this man. His man name was Frank Wood. He owned a car lot. And I used to get up in the mornings and go with my grandfather, you know.
Wow, you know, when you were 4 years old?
Yes, I can remember that. And then my grandfather, they lived over in what they call Greertown. And I used to go over there with him and help him cut grass, like when I was like 11, you know, growing up.
So would you cut grass around here?
No, in Greertown with him.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Only out there.
Yes.
Did you ever do any jobs that were in the neighborhood?
Help throw papers, paper boy.
Cool. How'd you get that?
Well, I was really helping this friend of mine. He was the paper boy, but he would pay us on the side, you know. So I would help. Me and him became good friends, and I would help him throw the ride around here.
That's interesting. Did you ride a bike?
Yes, we rode bikes and threw papers.
So were there children constantly on bikes and running around when you were growing up?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was the thing. That was the thing.
Okay, so kids rode their bikes all around?
Yes, well, that was the big thing. Kids rode bikes. I mean, you see kids riding bikes now, but not like we did.
Would you go ride your bike to the Eckerd's and get a hot dog?
Most of the time, if we went up that way, we would walk.
Oh, okay. Why?
I don't know. Just a group thing, I guess.
Did you ever play games on your bikes? Or?
Oh, well, funny that you ask. On the golf course, really bicycles wasn't allowed on the golf course. And up at the top of the hill were humps that we could jump over, you know. Like I say, I don't know if you're familiar with the movie The Great Escape, but we would hit the hills and bounce off so we could be in the air. And there was this, and I think he started having fun with us because it was a security guard. He rode a three-wheel motorcycle. And he would start chasing us on the motorcycle, and we would start riding. And there's a bridge right there. Used to be an old bridge down here, and his three-wheel motorcycle could not go over the bridge, but we could ride our bicycles on the other side, and then we would wave back. So, you know, that was a little game we did.
Oh, that's funny.
Just being young and foolish.
So why couldn't he ride his bike over the bridge?
It was a three-wheel motorcycle, and it was too wide to go over.
Oh, so it was a really thin, narrow.
Yeah, it was a narrow bridge. It was a walking over bridge. A golf cart could go over it, but the wideness of his three-wheel motorcycle could not fit through the bridge, through this one bridge down here. And that's the one we would go over, so he couldn't catch it.
That was cruel. I bet he did not.
And he was an older man.
He'd get mad every time he saw y'all come.
He never caught anybody, though.
Did he ever tell your parents?
No, he didn't really know who was who, you know. So.
That's good. That's lucky. I know earlier you mentioned that to go to one of the schools you went to, you walked.
Yes, that was Kennedy Junior High.
And how would you get there? How did you walk there?
Well, you could right here at my house, you could leave here, go hit the golf course, go across the same bridge I'm talking about that we rode the bicycle, mm-hmm. go up the hill, and go down through the golf course. Well, 77, which is set mm-hmm. over here, was not there then, because one time the golf course extended all the way across 77. But when they started building 77 and we were going to school, if it were rain, we couldn't walk on top of 77 because of all the mud. So we had a tunnel that we could go through under the highway and come out on the other side and almost be at the back of the school when we came out of the tunnel.
Wow, was it a dangerous ride or, cause I guess
it was a walk, we walked through that.
I guess there weren't any cars, so it wasn't that.
No, it was, they had just started building 77, so it was all dirt.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So when 77 was built in the 70s, was that like a good thing or a bad thing in the neighborhood?
It was a good thing because it didn't really take anybody's land. The only land it took was the golf course.
Oh, it took the golf course
land. It took some of the golf course land.
Was that okay?
I'm sure they hated to lose a little bit of it, but it's still, yeah.
But it's still, was it a nine-hole course then?
It was a nine-hole course then, and it's still a nine-hole course.
So did they just rearrange some of
it? They kind of rearranged it, yes.
Okay, okay. And did 77 change the neighborhood at all?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Did it affect any of the surrounding neighborhoods?
No, because it didn't take anybody's yard. It didn't take anybody's land.
Did it change the desirability of living in the community?
No.
So it really had, like, no effect on y'all?
No effect.
So did it change any of the businesses around here?
I'm sure it probably did because, even with 77 in the afternoons, when 77 would be packed, you very seldom get you very seldom have a lot of traffic flowing mm-hmm. through here, and it's just like this all the time. But in the afternoons, sometimes, like during the week, it's more cars because if 77 is crowded, you get a little heavier flow coming through just for a shortcut.
Was it like that when it was first built? Did this?
It really wasn't like that at first when it was first built because I guess there wasn't as many cars as today on the road, you know, yeah.
Did your family own a car?
Yes, always. Yeah, my father always.
Did you have many of them, or?
We had many of them. Yeah.
Yes.
Even me, I've had.
Did you get a car at 16?
Yes, I did.
What was it?
Mustang.
Ooh, fun. Go pick up the ladies in your Mustang.
Well, I was going with one girl, which became my wife, which is my kid's mother now. So.
Okay. Yeah. Did you meet her at school then?
Yeah, she lives. Her mother lives right up the street. Up on Barringer and Clinton Park.
Oh, would she want to be interviewed?
No, I don't think so.
Told you we were trying to get
sure.
more people.
Oh. Excuse me.
Oh, no problem. So, was your family ever involved in any neighborhood organizations?
My mother used to be involved with the Neighborhood Association, which I am now.
You are. Mm-hmm. And why did that become Why was it created? Do you know?
I really don't know, because I wasn't even involved in it when my mother was involved with it, which was years and years and years ago. I'm even thinking I might not have even been here then, you know. But I've been here with my mother about 8 years now. And I just said I was going to get involved with the Neighborhood Association, and I did.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
What kind of activities do y'all do?
Okay, down here lately, the first of this month, where our store used to be right down the street, they've just have a garden, community garden down in there. And it's for Clinton Park and Revolution Park, so.
Do you know when the Neighborhood Association was formed?
No, I don't.
Okay, when did you leave here?
When did I leave here?
Because you said it happened when you weren't here.
Okay, when did I leave here? I left here maybe about 74, 75,
okay.
The first time.
74, 75, and then when you came back 8 years ago, it was active?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. So it either happened like maybe in the 80s or the 90s?
I'm saying in the 70s,
70s
really.
Okay.
I'm even saying
late
in the
70s,
yeah. I might be wrong, but I know 80s.
Okay, yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. And at that point, then, it was a black neighborhood too, correct?
Still, like I said, I always have been.
A little bit of mixture.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's cool. Did you ever do any like holiday celebrations within the neighborhood?
No, outside of just our, you know, the Christmas and everybody else with their decorations. So, yeah.
Did everybody decorate around here?
Most everybody did.
Lots of lights?
Yes.
Do they still?
Not as much, but Clinton Park, they still have I think they have a thing where the best house wins a prize after Christmas. And in Clinton Park, there's about four houses. And, I mean, you go there and they are
awesome.
Immaculate. Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Why do you think Revolution Park doesn't do that?
Well, like I said, you have a lot of more people and less kids mm-hmm. around here now.
Okay.
So I'm feeling maybe that's why, but I still be getting the Christmas holiday, so we decorate every year.
Did you ever go like trick or treating door to door?
Yes, always.
Always. Yeah. And did people participate in that?
Yes.
Yes, if you had a lot of kids, everybody would want to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you said now that there's less kids. What else has changed in the neighborhood since you moved in?
Well, like I say, the people that you knew, a lot of people have either passed on. I don't know if they left the house to the families, and the families just didn't want to move back in, and they rented them out or either rented the house out or either sold them, you know. But there's still a lot of people that have been here too,
okay.
Around here. So.
So would you say of the homeowners, are most of them like long-term homeowners that have been here for?
Uh-huh, a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you think, is there anybody here still that was one of the original, like before, like the original owner of the house?
No, I'm pretty sure of that, no.
Okay. That could be. Why do you think that is?
The original homeowner.
I mean, how old is the neighborhood?
It's old.
Oh, so they'd probably be dead.
I did.
Okay, fair enough. Do you think a lot of the older people that live here now, do you think they'll pass it on to their children?
I've heard a lot of them say they would like to, but they would just want to make sure that they're kind of wanting, if they pass it on, for them to keep it.
Mm. Instead of renting it.
Yeah, instead of selling it.
Gotcha.
Even, I think a lot of them would even be satisfied if they just rented it out instead of selling it and getting rid of it completely.
Yeah, I guess if you've lived here your whole life, this would be.
Yeah.
Why do you think all the families moved out, or so many families moved out? Why do you think?
I'm looking at maybe a lot of people, the majority that I could really see was maybe either a male or female, their spouse passed on, or maybe they, as they got older, they had to go into a nursing home or something like that, and then, you know.
Okay. Yeah. So would you say that the people that live here now, are they more older people?
Yes.
So that's why they don't have children.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, census data tells us that from the 1960s to the 1980s, that was when the demographics really changed.
Okay.
Do you have any specific memories of any whites leaving the neighborhood or anything?
Outside of the preacher's son, Jan, I remember, you know, yeah. But
when did Jan leave?
I can't remember. Started going to a different school, and that's how
drifted
apart from him. I can't think of it.
Now, why would he have gone to a different school than you, a different high school?
Because really, I wasn't really supposed to go to Olympic. I was supposed to go to Hardin. But then you could cheat a little bit. So I was able to go to Olympic because more of the people that I knew went to Olympic.
Oh, okay. So how did you cheat?
My cousin lived over here in Brook Hill, and I gave them his address, and
that's
I wound
right.
up going to Olympic. I really was supposed to go to Hardin. So I think he went to Hardin.
Yeah. Why did you not want to go there?
I just knew more people.
So that was it?
Yeah.
Were either one of the schools a better school academically or anything, have better reputation?
Olympic was.
Oh, so you were doing better for yourself. Gotcha. Well, did any of the racial changes in the neighborhood or just the families moving and people aging, did that ever make you feel uncomfortable, or how does that make you feel?
No, because I still, like a lot of the elderly around here, I even walked the neighborhood and talked to everybody, so it didn't change anything for me. You know, I stay in touch with the people that I know up and down the street. You know, I stop, speak, talk, and everything like that. So mostly, not bragging, but a lot of people around here know me. I've been here so long. So
are you proud of your neighborhood?
Yeah.
Are you glad that this is where you live?
Yeah.
Did your family ever think about maybe wanting?
No. To move. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, what happened, a lot of people, when they left, even from Clinton Park to Revolution Park, after they moved here, Hidden Valley became a place to move.
Oh, now, why would they do that?
I don't know. Well, some people do it because of trying to be like the Joneses, you know, and they would do that. But Hidden Valley turned out to be a worse neighborhood than this ever has that I know of.
What do you think the reputation is now of this neighborhood?
Of this neighborhood? Pretty well safe again. I mean, you have your West Boulevard, which a lot of people think about West Boulevard as being a bad area, but I'm so used to it, it doesn't seem bad to me. So, you know, but I mean, you're going to have crime everywhere. So it doesn't necessarily bother me.
When do you think this became a bad neighborhood? Like, when do you think that the stigma happened? When did that change?
Really, the West Side always have been.
Oh, really?
I guess because of me living, it never has
really
affected me. No. Anything can happen at any time, but I can walk the streets and just feel safe, and it doesn't bother me.
That's good. That's really good. So were you ever involved in any of the NAACP activities?
No.
In Charlotte?
No, I wasn't.
Were your parents?
No.
Let's see. So you said you're just sad that the pool was shut down, but you weren't actually using it?
Not anymore.
Was anybody really using it?
It wasn't as many kids as it used to be when we were there, you know. And then, well, really what they did, they built the Y right up the street. But it's membership. So, you know, and then I think they only have a certain day that, I think only on a Sunday that the kids can go there and swim.
At the Y?
For like a dollar, without having a membership. So, you know, that's the only thing. But the center that they're getting ready to build, it's going to be a more better academic place, even without the pool, now, that I can see of.
And why is that?
Because a lot of associations are coming in, like PAL, and they're going to have different activities as far as soccer and stuff for the kids. Plus, the kids have to make sure they're keeping up with their grades.
Oh, that is good.
And I think, like, the computer, it's going to mainly pertain to boxing down there.
Boxing?
Yes.
Is that a big sport around here?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, but they do have one girl that's from UNCC. She's going to be practicing down there.
Oh.
And she's practicing for the 2012 Summer Olympics.
Oh.
So that's what she'll be training at.
Well, you got another Olympics thing going on there now.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Were there activities that the center sponsored when you were a child for children?
Well, they always have had the PAL football leagues and stuff down there. So they always have had that.
So they ran that. Did they ever do any after school activities or anything like that that you know of?
None that I participated in. Just as far as, like I say, the center where you could go up there, play ping pong and stuff like that. Academics, they did. I mean, you know, like computers and stuff. Well, we weren't even into computers back then, but no.
Do they have computers now?
I think they're getting ready to have a computer room. I'm not sure. I'll know the next meeting, but.
Oh, okay. And when are your meetings?
Meetings are every second Tuesday of the month at 6:00.
Cool. Do many people go from the neighborhood?
No, that's the problem. We're trying to get more people. We only have a regular size. A good size that we would have would be probably about 12 to 15.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And would that be individuals or families? Or I guess
mostly individuals. A few husband and wife teams. Clinton Park has more of a stronger community participation than we do. But, you know, you got to start small sometimes.
That's true. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to talk about that I haven't asked?
Well, I could tell you about the store down there if you would like.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. There's a store.
Well, the store, it was called, at first when we moved over here, it was called Busy Bee. It was like a convenience store. Next door to that was the beauty parlor. Next door to that was the barber shop. There was another place, I think, in between there, but on the end was a restaurant. And then you had a space in between that, and next door was a service station. It was an old Amoco service station, and it was, you could get your gas there and stuff like that. Over the years, with the store still stayed there, barbershop, beauty shop, and the restaurant. The filling station kind of died down, then different people started coming in, taking it over, and making it like a little mechanic shop. But then on the weekends, there was a little park right next door to the store, right? It's a creek, divides it, and then a park. And on Fridays and stuff, I mean, that's where mostly everybody from the neighborhood, from Revolution Park, Clinton Park, we would meet down there. We had a little grill, we had horseshoes, and we would just make a weekend party out of it.
Wow. So how old were you when you would do this?
Oh, from 20s and stuff, like 20s, 30s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So did you live here your entire life then?
Outside of being married, going into the service, traveling a little bit.
You've been. Yeah. Okay. So the barber shop. Is that Ideal Barber?
Yes, that's Ideal Barber's barbershop now. It was called Behringer Drive Barbershop.
Okay. And the beauty parlor. What happened to, like, the store and the beauty parlor? Why aren't they there?
They renovated. The store was getting old. The store, at the end, nobody was keeping the store up like they should have. I mean, it could rain and you would almost have to have an umbrella up to go in there and get what you wanted. The building was just deteriorating, you know. I wish they really had built a new place down there, because really, if you look in this area, outside of uphill on Clanton Road and on West Boulevard, there's no convenience store in between here. And that was our convenience store.
That's cool.
That was our convenient place.
Did you use it a lot?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
What kind of stuff did they have in it?
Bread, just little essentials and beer, and stuff. It was just a close little walk. You know, it's only about 2 blocks right down the street to where the store was.
So who organized these, or was it just kind of a well-known neighborhood activity?
What, with the cooking out and stuff like that? Nobody organized it. It became a thing that everybody just hung out down there, and on the weekends, you just bring your meat, and the grill was already hot, and you would cook out, and everybody shared.
So who brought the grill?
I can't remember who bought the grill, but it stayed down there.
It
was
there.
Like
okay.
The neighborhood grill. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow, so how many years did you do that then?
Oh, I'm saying maybe it was still going on for about 10 years. And then even if I would move, the first place I would go when I would come, if I would stay out of town, the first place I would go is go down there and see my old friends again. And I would, if it was the weekend, I would join them, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah. Why do you think that they don't do that anymore?
Well, it's changed, and the laws have changed.
Oh.
You know, but... They have a new center down there and stuff like that. And it's people, the people my age who did it, we're too old to go down there and do it now, you know. But I believe it would be fun just to be able to do it just a little bit. But everything's gone, the store's gone, you know, and stuff. So.
And that's now a garden that you're
That is building? A garden, yeah, that is a garden now. They tore the building down, replanted the grass, so it's like a flat land, you know. And they look like trowels, but those are the garden. Those are, everybody can buy a plot. Everybody's going to be able to buy, you know, not everybody, but buy a plot and have a garden down there.
Are you going to participate in that?
I'm really not a gardener. Now, my son is, so I told him I would buy one. And if
he,
yeah, he can work it. I'm not doing anything.
Did the beauty shop or parlor and the barber shop, did they care that people would come down there and hang out on the weekends? Or?
They didn't care. I mean, everybody knew everybody. Most of these people, well, the guy that owned the barber shop and the lady that owned the beauty shop, they were from Southside, where we moved from. So they just moved over here because the building was available. They came on this side and just opened their beauty shop up. And, I mean, they bought most everybody that had been going to them. Was still coming to them.
Did they get a lot of recruits from the neighborhood too?
Mostly everybody.
Wow. And when did these close down? Do you?
I can't remember when they tore the building. It's been some years ago.
Is this the same building that the barbershop was in? That the Ideal Barbershop is now, or is it a different building?
It's what. Where they originated from? No, this is a different building.
Okay. Yeah. Because now they're on West?
West Boulevard. They're off West Boulevard, yeah.
Okay. And so they moved, I think...
From Behringer Drive.
How many years ago?
I can't remember when he moved from there.
So are there any other things we should discuss? You want to make sure?
Well, no, like I say, the neighborhood is... I still like the neighborhood, even though it's an old neighborhood. But
so you wouldn't want to live anywhere else?
If I had the money, I would.
Where would you? Or mostly, why would you leave?
I don't think I would get rid of this house.
Okay.
I would rent it out, renovate it and rent it out. But I would probably move a little farther out. If I had the money to do it.
But that wouldn't be, or would it or be
I might just
of
would
the neighborhood feel now?
No, I might, you know, I say that, but I might would just add on to this and change.
Oh, you just
the
want
decor.
A bigger house.
Yeah.
Then. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So it's not because
oh,
you feel.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You said you feel safe. So.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And really, I would probably wind up just staying here and redoing this.
How old is your house?
I don't know. I believe it may have been built in the 40s, 50s, something like that.
Is that when this neighborhood was really starting to be built, was in the 40s? Or?
I guess I've never really checked on that, but.
That could be interesting to find out.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there any historical information that we should include?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. You're very welcome.